Two from the Beach Boy box set. You heard the original Surf's Up and then Cabin Essence, which were gathered together for the Big Smile box set, which is incredible that they got. We were just talking about that. A famous unfinished record that they've got as close as possible they can to having it done. There's some vocals apparently missing. But it's a running order Brian finally decided on when he did his own version of it.
Yeah.
And
both with his band and then from the original tapes.
Yeah. Surf's Up's one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. Also, You're Welcome, Mom.
Yes. And that box set has all the session stuff, which is usually I don't go for the little bits of studio work, but it's really interesting to hear it just building up and building up. And the way Brian talks to the band is really fun to listen to.
Yeah, Smile is one of those great lost albums, and there's been a mystery about it for decades.
But yeah.
I think it's the most interesting record they ever made by far.
Cabin Essence is pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And we start off with the Beatles by request. Tell me what you see from the fabulous Help album. When the Beatles really picked up and totally hit their stride, when they started doing pretty much all originals, did they do any covers after that?
I think that Revolver was the first album they made that had no covers, or Rubber Soul was one of the other.
Rubber Soul, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Rubber Soul, you're right.
Act Naturally, where'd that show up on? Is that on Beatles?
I think that's on the English Help, isn't it?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the album.
Because they did that instead of If You Got Troubles, which Jim and I vastly prefer, don't we, Jim?
Yes.
We think they picked the wrong Ringo track for that album.
Yeah. Was that one where he says, anybody rock it?
Yeah. The fantastic original. It was stupid that they left it off for 30 years.
It's kind of a shame, but at least we have it released on Anthology.
Well, thank you very much for making the Rabid, Greenfield, Dornan family so happy with that set.
Yes.
Aunt Joanne was dancing around her room here in Bozeman. She texted Jim while you were playing that Beatles song.
Specifically, the kitchen.
Yeah, and that's my wife Mary's absolute favorite Beach Boys song of all time. It's what I used to turn her onto the group. And Jim, too.
I have a whole list of business here, so relax, and I'll get right back to you guys. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with Translators, K246PA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, at 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And this is all made possible by support from Mountain Auto Sports, a certified NAPA Auto Care Center and ASE Master Technician for your car or motorcycle, located off Jackrabbit Lane, north of Four Corners, online at mountainautosport.com, on Facebook, or phone 500. Can't see that far. 600-0125. And that's a new underwriter to me. Great. Thanks for coming aboard on the show. We're also supported by Ghost Town Coffee Roasters, featuring locally roasted specialty coffees, coffee equipment, barista training, and fresh food to go from the cafe. Online ordering at orderspoon.com or phone 577-2662, located at 104 Bridges Center Drive, across from the Story Mills Park, and at retailers throughout Montana. And lastly, Lara Jewelry, a locally grown, nationally known jeweler offering innovative and eco-conscious artisanal fine jewelry. Open daily for a walk-in with a mask required. Private and virtual appointments also available. Details online at scheduler at larjewelry.com. Okay, that's a mouthful, but thanks to all of them for helping out. That means we can continue. Can't we now? Oh, what's coming up here? Oh, I'm going to throw a twist here. We're talking about I was talking to Michael about Bobby Sutliff, and a few years ago, Bobby Sutliff, my good friend, had a nasty accident, and we put together a tribute album that a lot of great musicians covered Bobby Sutliff songs, and this is one Peter Holsapple from the DBs did. Peter Holsapple, one-time REM sideman, And he did a dang good job with this one. I think it's all by himself, too.
Be with. Lasting hopes for love will try again. Goodbye, creatures, goodbye, human friends. Orchestras on warships in the wind. If we don't reunite this time, we'll try again.
Jason Lytle as Granddaddy from the Expanded Software Slump, LFO. And I wonder what Jason's up to these days. I've heard from him at the beginning of the year and haven't heard since. I think he was trying to gear up to do another record, so hopefully we'll see him. Got to get him back here to visit. I miss his smiling face. Start off actually with Velvet Crush, not Peter Hall's Apple. I played Second Choice. My second choice from that Scrang album. Great compilation of great musicians doing Bobby Sutliff songs, which are all great. We heard the Sand Pebbles from Melbourne, Australia, from their debut album, Eastern Terrace. You heard Moving Too Fast. Echo and the Bunnymen from the live film soundtrack. What's it, Shine?
Shine So Hard.
Shine So Hard. Doing Zimbo. And yes, those guys seem to have been really great live. One of the bands I regret not seeing it, and it's because, you know, I left California just when those bands were going to start coming.
Bad timing.
And I didn't really start traveling again until 84, 85. And I know they weren't playing in London when I was there in 84, so
I believe I saw the Bunnymen about 24 times. Because them and the Bad Brains and Johnny Thunder's Heartbreakers, like the finest live bands I ever saw. So I saw them over and over and over.
And finish up with Granddaddy. It's 23 after on this beautiful Friday. Wouldn't know it, though. I got all the shades closed in here, so because the sun gets right in my eyes at this time of day. And with these glasses, it just burns right through my retina. So
wouldn't want that.
It's not that I like being in a dark room. It just doesn't quite work for me.
It's your cave, Ron.
Yes.
We got little bats around here giving viruses out.
Oh, I better do some business. I know there's a lot of things going on this summer. Try this.
The Emerson Center for the Arts and Culture in Bozeman presents three new summer exhibits. On display in the Jesse Wilbur Gallery through August 7th, Figures, featuring the work of 22 Montana artists and showcasing the range of expressions unique to the human form. In the Lobby Gallery through August 28th, Portraits, a juried show of detailed 2D works that capture the human face and its many moods and muses. And in the Weaver Room Gallery through August 26th, A Glimpse of Nature's Splendor, a collection of plein air landscapes featuring the natural beauty of Southwest Montana. Visitors are encouraged to wear masks and respect social distancing guidelines while at the center. There's more information online at theemerson.org.
Well, you haven't been in town enough today to take a look around, but people have gotten on board with the mask thing. It's making me a lot more comfortable, especially because the town is so crowded right now. It's Sweet Pea Week and all that. We can see what's happening in the places where people aren't minding the rules. Oh, we want to get out of this, don't we now?
Someday.
Yes, it'll happen. Got some music, a short set, some short songs. Let's see. Got to get the right one up. I was moving my singles around. You haven't seen the new single rack yet, have you?
I've only seen it on Facebook.
Well, that's
on the Sanchez Times.
I've got it done, and I found some more singles I hadn't even sorted out yet. There's a box of dribs and drabs, and I went through, and I means I have to play them because I don't know who Big D Irwin is. Do you?
No.
Yeah. And I thought, well, that title sounds familiar. He's not really doing that song. And I look closer. It's produced by Jerry Goffin for Don Kirshner. And both sides of this record are fab. This is a surprise, but it's done really well. And it's Little Eva, Big D Irwin and Little Eva duetting on this.
Of Locomotion fame.
Yeah. be
satisfied.
Thank you. but you're not losing. See the clock, it's getting late now. Get your coat and fix your face. So come on now.
Yeah, you're right. Easy Beat sounded a lot like the Kinks. That's the Kinks sounding a lot like the Kinks on their Kinda Kinks album, Come On Now.
Except it's Dave singing.
Yeah, but that's part of the Kinks sound.
Yeah.
He got some good songs, actually. They didn't cut him short, despite their fussing and feuding.
Fussing and fighting, yes.
Yeah,
that's experiences a good one. From my sisters. Yeah. My sister can tell me how that goes.
Now, Jim, Caroline might be listening.
Yeah.
She's going to get you when you get home.
Yeah. No, Greg is coming for you.
This is actually Jim's debut on radio. He's never even seen a live radio show. He's seen his dad do like 300 podcasts.
Yeah, and I've heard Jim singing the intro tune.
Yeah, but this is the real thing, Jim. This is real radio, terrestrial radio.
Yes, there's people listening right now.
And Ron is playing some of your favorite bands, the Kinks and the Easy Beats.
Hey, Mom, I'm on TV. Wait, not TV. Sorry, radio.
Started off with Big D Irwin doing Swinging on a Star. And that's a thumper. I love that one. I think it's 1961. Pretty early single. Bobby Sox, one of those great Phil Spector productions, doing Zippity Doodah. Two Disney-related films. Oh, and Pinocchio wasn't a Disney film, was it?
I think it was.
Was it? Okay.
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, well, that's two movie-related tunes. And first one from Pinocchio, which you still can see, and the second one from Songs of the South, which you'll never see again.
Yeah, Pinocchio was 1940, Walt Disney Productions.
Yeah, I think they probably burned all the copies of
Songs of the South, yeah.
And we heard the Easy Beat from Easy Fever EP, I'll Make You Happy, and that's a scorcher. You played that for me the other day when we were visiting, and it's not one that sticks in my head, but I actually knew that song, and I had to search. It's like I said, I only found it on that EP. It may or may not be on the couple of Australian.
It's great. Just stunning looking at your record collection, Ron, from a fellow collector. You pull that out and you show it to Jim and I, we just look at it like, good God, where does somebody get a 1966 Australian single like that?
EP, picture sleeve.
Unbelievable.
I got it at Discovery Records in somewhere in Sydney. Jim Dixon. From Ranger Birdman, New Christ, etc., Barracudas, Survivors, Passengers. He said, Ron, we're going record shopping today.
Score.
And we went to two or three shops. And one of them, famously, we were looking through the boxes, and they're okay copies, sort of expensive. And the guy said, oh, I see what you're looking at. And went behind the counter and pulled out a couple of boxes and put them in front of us. They're the clean copies, and they're cheaper.
Best.
And Jim just kept saying, Ron, this one you need.
Yeah.
This one you got to get. And at that point, the Australian dollar was worth about, it was virtually worth half of what it said if we calculate to American dollar. So it was a steal. I was buying records for 50 cents and a dollar.
By far my favorite Australian band before you get to the Saints and Radio Birdman.
Hmm.
There's a whole bunch of other ones from the 60s I like, but the Easy Beats are king.
Yes, and little Stevie Wright was quite the thing, too. A tragic character who I think passed away recently.
A year or two ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back on track on the pie chart, 439. See, Jim, I do this by the clock. Oh, sorry. By the clock, I see that I split it up and fit the songs into a certain space. That's why sometimes I say, we got to go.
Yeah.
Because I got to hit it.
And it's got public service
and commercial radio, it all happens by the clock, and you don't have a choice. Here I have a choice, but it's arbitrary.
And I've said it before, Montana is so lucky to have KGLT. We listen to it religiously up there in Helena from the feed you got up there. So we're very well fed, me and Jim.
And it's all over the world these days. I've seen the readouts. We pretty much have listeners in any country and around the world. We have Iran, China.
It's a different world.
Yes. So thanks for tuning in. And it's getting better. We're making that better. And part of it is made better because we have sponsors here, including Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142 online at bozemanbrewing.com. Thank you, folks. Some of the nicest people in town work there.
And, darn good beer, too.
Yes, and they always greet me and say hello and ask me how my day is going. What am I going to do with that beer? Where are you going with those two jugs, Ron?
I think an Amber is calling me now. I'm coming.
Oh, this looks good. Hey, Jim, you might be interested in this.
Reptiles. The Beautiful and the Deadly continues at the Museum of the Rockies through the summer. The living exhibit puts you eye to eye with 19 reptilian species, including an alligator snapping turtle, African dwarf crocodile, American alligator, rhinoceros iguana, and snakes. The museum values the safety and health of visitors and staff and is following Gallatin County, Montana, and federal COVID-19 operating policies. To learn more, plan your visit and make a reservation, visit museumoftherockies.org.
Well, that sounds fun. Might have to get ourselves done to make an appointment. Go see the lizards. Hi. I'm sort of missing all that stuff. I haven't been to the park. Can't go to the...
Right. Maybe not this year.
Can't go to the museum. We did go to the Tin Works art show. If it's still open, we're going to walk over there tomorrow. So.
And last year, Jim and Caroline and I went there and saw the Genghis Khan.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great museum.
That space thing, too.
Jim's right. The space thing.
World-class stuff. Okay, I got more music, and this is an old favorite of mine. And when you're a teenager in the 60s, you had to have a crush on Marianne Faithfull.
you can still have one now.
Hollies definitely did.
Yes, yeah. They did. Jim is right. And song Carrie Ann started out as Marianne.
And Mick Jagger had his sights on her for a while. So it goes, and she's still making great music, but this goes way back.
Hey! inside misunderstanding lines that we have drawn. Maybe there's time for something more than what we've done. Wishing not to hold you down when I am blind. As this day and this time is mine. I walked along the walls and there I saw your name. I chose to spend my feelings chance playing the game. The stormy weather passed and left me here to find that the rain and the shine is yours, is mine.
Can never meet, so I cry just a little 'cause I love you. at a country fair. Never shine, but always glare. If I'm bright enough to see you, you're just too dark to care. But if crying and holding on and flying on the ground is wrong, then I'm sorry to let you down. But you're from my side of town and I miss you.
Ah, some old favorites. Country rock sort of guys. Probably all influenced by the Beatles, too. Oh, I have one more to play. I'm not done yet. What am I talking about?
Get back to the music.
The hour with one of the famous Phil Spector B-sides. This is a flip of that Bobby Sox track I played earlier. It's called Flippin' Nitty. And Phil Spector always put some crazy instrumental on the B-side, so you had to play the A-side. You couldn't flip the single and play the other side. There was no other side.
He was rigging it.
Yes. Very smart man, you know. I think that's a good way to do it. I have a couple friends who are musicians and have said, the record company liked the songs that we didn't like. They liked the demos that we didn't like. And I thought, well, why did you give them the demos? I think Scott McCoy said that. Peter Buck and Bill Berry, or Mike Mills had that problem with REM. Sometimes Michael Stipe would pick the tracks that they didn't like so much. I thought, why?
Yeah.
Give them the 12 you like.
Right. Restrict him.
Yes. We start with Marianne Faithfull, Summer Nights. Gene Clark from his debut solo album with the Godson Brothers. You heard Is Yours Is Mine. Then we heard the Godson Brothers from their album, The Sound of Goodbye, which is brand new to me. Somebody pointed out the beauty of the internet now playing in those other music groups. Somebody pointed me to that one, and I jumped on it right away, and it's a lovely, it's more traditional than Gene Clark or maybe even the Everly Brothers, but they're pushing towards a pop record too. Really nice one. It seems to be an album and some singles because it's more than 12 songs on that. Really nice